No one thought you were going to get drafted, let's just say it, right?
Let's just call it space spade. I didn't even have a draft profile. I didn't go to the combine. I didn't have a my picture still on Madden is just like, a blank picture. If you're watching this, I need my picture.
Like, come on, Madden.
Because we were still setting up because I was like, okay, I'm hearing probably 6th or 7th at this point. But then the 5th round, we're like finally like getting everything so like situated. My mom was actually literally just coming down the stairs, and my dad was sitting next to me, and I see the call. I just like look at him.
Is there anything that stands out in your mind that you learned when you got to the NFL right away from a football standpoint, or it's a whole different game, right? That you learned from Matt?
It's actually not, it's like not even the same game as college. Next up.
All right, big news. We dropped our merch at Mercury, the college sports company. We have college football tees, college basketball tees, the perfect gift for anyone in your life and perfect for you. I wear them all the time, whether it's on podcasts, whether it's working out. I love the college football tee. So click on the link in the description or go to shop.teammercury.io. That's shop.teammercury.io and use my code ADAMB15 for 15% off your purchase. Code ADAMB for 15% off your purchase. And guys, you buying our merch supports me, supports our company, and allows me to go around and have the best guests on our podcast. So get some of the best merch you can get in college sports, college football, college basketball. We have tees for our podcast. We have hats. We have sweatshirts, everything you could possibly want. Shop.teammercury.io. Code ADAMB for 15% off your purchase.
Are we live right now?
Oh, we're live, baby.
All right. We're always live.
We're always live. We don't stop. We don't stop. What's going on, man?
So I just finished an interview with Pro Football Ireland.
Whoa.
Awesome.
That's sweet.
Conversation.
How
the
was
accents,
it?
The accents were crazy, weren't they? Nuts. Yeah.
Where are they?
I kind of want to go hop on that show. It was a crack time, mate. It was a crack time. It was a blast.
Wait, why are they here? They just come cover the Super Bowl?
No, they got a following out there. He was telling me they got like 50,000 people watching the pod. Like,
really?
Yeah, it's a big deal, I guess.
Damn,
yeah.
That's wild.
So. I'm trying to gain boost my brand out there when I roll over there.
You're a fan favorite out there.
Yeah, why not,
right?
I wish
I haven't prayed for you when you come in. What are you doing? What's the week like for you?
It's same as you. Yeah. Just trying to bop around. Yeah. You got some activations, some different things with the league, but it's just been a blast. You know, just getting around. I mean, this is insane.
This
is my first
wild.
Time.
You've never been here before?
Never.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's so much fun.
It's just chaos. It's like
straight chaos. Yeah.
Everyone starts grabbing you and
Dude,
stuff, right?
Insane. Yeah. So, it's been a blast.
Well, I want to ask about the year you had, man. Like, I mean, last time you were on the show was that before your final year at Penn State?
That was before my final year.
Final year. Lots changed.
Great
right?
pod, by the way.
Yeah, that was
I
awesome.
Go back
people still come. People still come up to me and are like, I love your pod with Clifford.
Yeah.
But, man, like, getting drafted, right, when no one thought you were going to get drafted, let's just say it, right? Most people didn't think you were going
to
get drafted.
I didn't even have – let's just call it space spade. I didn't even have a draft profile. I didn't go to the combine. I didn't have a – my picture still on Madden is just a blank picture. If you're watching this, I need my picture.
Like, come on, Madden.
Come on.
Let's get him a picture.
1 year down, we got to get – like, I can't keep showing up. And I got to – I'm not a 59. Like, I can complete a slam.
They got you at
59?
That's like the punter's quarterback.
I know. It boosted to a 60 at the end of the – I just played it, like, a couple weeks ago, and I was at a 60. So I'm like, all right, it put me in a 60 range. Well, but I'm like, come on now.
What was draft day like when you got the call?
Crazy.
Did you know it was coming?
So
– you had an idea?
So it was kind of a build for me. You know, the first month of the process was exactly that. Like, 7th, undrafted.
Yeah.
Not much conversation. Finally got in the room with some coaches, some scouts. Mm-hmm. Okay, I started to see myself. Okay, maybe back end of day 3. Yeah. Probably still undrafted potentially, but like back end. And then it was like the last 2 weeks for me. You know, I went up to Green Bay on a top 30. I got around to a bunch of different, you know, pro days for the different schools, for the different teams. Yeah. And I started getting some calls like that week of the draft from head coaches, from GMs. And I was like, I was telling my agent, I'm like, I know that they're not saying
some
much,
momentum.
But I really do have a good feeling about it because I'm confident in my abilities, obviously, and as we all are. And for me, it was like, let me just get a chance.
Yeah.
And that was really my message to them. Let me just show how much value I can add to your team.
Yeah.
And, you know, they actually traded. They traded for that pick, 149, my 5th round pick. And I was talking to my fiance, and I was like, I think that's my pick.
Really?
Like, I think they traded for my pick, and sure
so
as hell.
Cool. When you saw the Green Bay area code come in, were you losing your mind?
I lost my mind because So we were still setting up because it was the fifth. So we got in.
You're like, I'm going fifth round.
I got in like right as like the mid, like into our setup. We were still setting up. That's why it's funny. I don't know if you saw it went viral on the NFL. The video, because we didn't have even like the projector. We didn't even have like a screener because we were still setting up. Because I was like, okay, I'm hearing probably sixth or seventh at this point. But then the fifth round, we're like finally like getting everything so like situated. My mom was actually literally just coming down the stairs, and my dad was sitting next to me. And I see the call, and I just like look at him because you know how slow the draft goes. Like they could just be checking up.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Is this it?"
Yeah.
And
but they just trade it. So
So I was like, "What does this look like?" So I picked up the phone, and it was like, you know, is this Sean Clifford? Just verifying. And they're like, "All right, we're passing our GM, you know, Gutekunst." And I was like,
"It's happening!
Oh my god, it's happening!" I just started bawling like automatically because it was just, you know, how my story went at Penn State. I think a lot of obviously this viewer, like these viewers with the Penn State fan base, you know, it was a lot of ups and downs, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and it really was in that moment that I realized like all that culmination of hard work.
No doubt, it was such a cool moment. Even like just knowing you from a little bit, like it was so cool to see you get drafted. And
appreciate
again, like all you've been through at Penn State and the ups and downs, and a lot more ups and downs, as Coach Franklin has said. Right?
Yeah, of course, but you know, the ups were awesome and the lows were terrible.
Just to see it all come to that point and be a fifth round pick when no one thought you would was really cool. And then the season, you know, like by all accounts you were great in training camp, you had a good year, and seems like you have a lot of respect in that organization. You feel that way?
Guys, I have so many things going on, it's ridiculous at times. It overwhelms me, from running a company to my content to broadcasting to my podcast, everything I have to follow in the world of college football, be able to talk about it daily with all of you. That means I have to focus really hard during the time I'm actually working and get into a really deep thinking mode in my brain. I call it deep work. And that's why I use Tri-Neuro. It has changed everything for me, and I got to tell you guys about it. Tri-Neuro is the only complete brain supplement on the market. It's not just a nootropic, but it also regulates neurodegeneration and supports neuroimmunity. Tri-Neuro was developed by a neurosurgeon who was inspired by real patients with concussions and mild TBI to enhance their cognition and protect their brains. Extremely important to me. One of my favorite parts of working with Tri-Neuro is their affordability to the everyday customer. They have the smallest serving size on the market, one capsule, and the lowest cost per serving at $1.25. It's affordable for everyone. And let's be honest, guys, you gotta be willing to spend something to protect your brain. Tri-Neuro is sourced and manufactured in the US with all natural ingredients that have been clinically tested in humans. Tri-Neuro does not contain any banned substances and is currently undergoing certification for athletes. I personally use Tri-Neuro to lock in when performing a long project when I need to think really hard and it needs to get done in one of my businesses, like a website rebrand, a long newsletter, some content I need to write out, and it has been a game changer for me in the way I think. And the best part is I have a special discount code for you guys. So use the code NEXTUP20 at checkout for 20% off your order from Tri-Neuro. Their website is trineurosupplements.com. That's T-R-I-N-E-U-R-O supplements.com. Use the code NEXTUP20 for 20% off your order. And guys, supporting the sponsors of my show helps me a ton, allows me to do this podcast at a high level and have a great guest. So please support Tri-Neuro today and improve your brain performance in the way you think, just like I have with Tri-Neuro.
By all accounts, you were great in training camp. You had a good year. And seems like you have a lot of respect in that organization. Yeah. You feel that way?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I feel really good about the, first and foremost, the locker room. Yeah. You know, you got to gain respect amongst the players. You got to make plays. You got to be a leader in your own respect. So being able to do that, you know, I felt like, you know, I gained traction throughout the year. And a lot of the guys, you know, I respect all the guys in the locker room, and they respect me. So, you know, that was great. And then from the coach's perspective, just talking to Matt on a daily basis, what can I do to help in any sort of way? You know, extra meeting here, talking to a guy here, you know, just – anything that we can do.
Yeah.
And, you know, but between him and Goody, I'm really just happy to be in Green Bay because it's my type of place.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
A bunch of hard work.
Great organization to go to. You know, I've talked to a lot of guys about how important that organization is you go to as a rookie, and like for you to go there is awesome.
Right.
What's the one thing, is there anything that stands out in your mind that you learned when you got to the NFL right away from a football standpoint, or it's a whole different game, right? That you learned from Matt?
It's not even the same game as college. First and foremost, when you bring the lines in and you put the ball in the middle of the field the whole time,
no doubt,
there's no boundary.
College football has to change that.
They
got to move that,
because it's awesome for the offense.
No doubt,
because you really can spread the ball out a little bit more. Like, there's no FIB anymore. Like it's really anywhere. But no, I mean that was fantastic, and you know, just getting to know what that offense looks like, because just call it space, babe. Yeah. That offensive system is fantastic.
It's unreal.
What Matt has done, and you know, he obviously has worked with Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Mike McDaniels.
Yeah.
All of them are such great minds, great play callers.
Yeah.
So it was great to be able to be a part of that system as my first year. You know, the terminology is different, the reads and the cans. Once you get it all together, it is very, very easy to be able to play through it.
How's it been on the business side of things, juggling? I mean, we've talked on the business side of us. Like, how's it been on the juggling being an NFL quarterback with the businesses you're running?
You know? Well, I mean, just to give you a little look into my draft process, like, that was a part of my conversation. You know, a lot of people were asking, like, how are you balancing this?
Do you want to be a businessman or a quarterback?
What are you trying to do here? And I always tell people it's the same game. Like, leadership in business and leadership in football is the exact same. You're leading a team for the same goal, the same objective.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it only played well into my cards. Matt's always asking about it. You know, he's always asking about, like, what investments am I in? Like, we always have a good conversation because he's, you know, he's more than just a coach, too.
Yeah.
He likes to talk about stuff outside of football, which it makes everything light, you know, because
so
it's
many
such
coaches
a high
are just
pressure.
Ball. All they talk about is ball all the time, right?
Yeah. So it's so high pressure that, like, it's nice to be able to boil it down sometimes. Yeah. So, that has played very well.
Yeah. Sweet, man. Well, let's end with a few rapid fire questions, all right?
Let's do it.
Most famous contact on your phone?
Most famous? I don't know. Guy Fieri.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's a good one. I feel like his Niners are.
That's good. I just thought of this in the middle of this. Congrats on the engagement, by the way.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Sweet Julianne, proposal,
I'm
too.
I'm going to be home very soon.
I mean, that was the cool pictures. You got the whole thing done. The roses on the ground. You went hard on that.
Because the problem is you can't surprise women.
No doubt. They know it's coming.
They just know it's coming. Yeah. So I was like, how do I somehow not make it a distraction, but make it something? And the last week, I was like, there's no way she'll be able to see this coming. And I got it.
It worked.
The pictures describe it themselves.
The pictures are great.
So, yeah.
That was awesome. What are you looking forward to most in 2024?
Oh, just getting back on the field.
Yeah.
I think everybody is. The way that we left that Niners stadium. We know we have more in the tank.
Doubt.
So just getting back out there. Yeah.
If you could have dinner with anyone in the world, who would it be?
Right now,
it'd
have to be Elon.
Yeah.
That guy is all over the place.
I knew you were going to see Elon. I literally knew you were going to see Elon when I was writing this out. It's true. It's got to be, right?
It's got to be Elon.
Yeah. Over under 6 months for T-Swift and Kelce to get engaged.
Probably under at this point,
I'm on the under. I'm hammering the under.
Before the season, I feel like everyone would say over.
Yeah.
But at this point,
it's escalated
very quickly.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Again, congrats on all the success this season.
Same to you.
I'm excited to see you continue to grow at Green Bay and build your NFL and business career, bro. So
absolutely.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you, bro.
Great seeing you.